Tabletop.
Like Saturday.
It's going to be the same thing it's always been.
It's like Saturday game.
Apparently, Four Locos makes a hemp flavored alcoholic drink.
What's that taste like?
Grass. Really?
Good.
Ha! I told you it was gonna taste like ass. Told you.
Wait, did you say it tastes like ass or grass?
Grass.
Grass, but ass too, because part of the word. So both.
Like actual grass or the good kind of grass?
I don't know about the other kind of grass. It tastes like plant matter.
I mean, so maybe not wholly inaccurate.
They used hemp seed oil in the making of it.
Oh, no. Oof.
Well, you got some MXDs in there, so
just... So, Galay's gonna be a little loopy tonight.
I doubt it.
No, but the whole session's just gonna be about seeing weird shit and everything drooping.
Let's be honest, if it's grass, it's going to be all about eating a bunch of junk food.
You're going to start talking about eating Ritz crackers and pickles?
Yeah, but you can't forget the cheese. Come on.
The Ritz crackers.
Alright, server's up. I'm going to go work on our food while you guys get it.
What's the name of the server?
Same oh, wait, I'm saying the, Ritz,
it
not
always
cheese.
Is Saturday D&D.
Yeah, Saturday game.
It'll be a sad day when Tabletop Simulator hosts a D&D format and then deletes everything D&D off of the workshop.
Oof.
I doubt they would. Yeah, I was going to say, I doubt they would delete everything off the workshop for D&D, because a lot of it is just smaller shit that's, you know, customized.
Well, at the same time, they did that for other things that they had, like, what was one of them? One second. One of their DLC things that they're doing, they went through and just deleted everything. What was it? Which one of these? Deck Quest. When Deck Quest got a DLC, they deleted everything Deck Quest off of the workshop.
Well, to be fair with that, I assume that's like a regular card game, right?
No, it's basically just D&D, except you use more cards instead of sheets. But there's still a tabletop aspect with boards and shit, and figures. And they went through and everything disappeared off the workshop.
Well, see, and that's the other thing. It's like, the stuff for D&D is usually multi-purpose for just general tabletop games, so I doubt it would get deleted. Like, maybe the stuff that's, like, specifically, oh, this is a modular piece from D&D 3.5, whatever, you know, mini arc, or pre-made mini arc. Like, that shit, yeah, I would imagine they'd delete, but I doubt they'd be able to get everything that's used for D&D. Or at least not for very long.
I have played 37 hours.
So are we doing the Halloween one tonight?
Yes. What?
Oh, we're still doing that.
He's like, I worked on it. We're doing it.
Only fair, yeah. It's only been.
Then again, this is also a date that's closer to actual Halloween, so Kind of makes sense that's happening tonight instead of a week before now. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, considering that Alex is one off
We all in?
I'm not sure.
I see Void, I see Flint, I see Mike, I see Desi. I think that's everybody. Is everybody leveled up to six?
Oh, you forgot about Timmy.
Is everybody leveled up to six?
Let me check.
From last session? Because everybody made it to six?
I think I am, but I just need to check.
I'm pretty sure I remember doing that, but my character sheet still says level 5.
Oh, all right, Desi, roll a d8 for your HP.
Yep, I did it.
I can't see.
It's a 2. Plus your con score, so it ain't too bad. So plus 4 to your max HP. Which is right here.
I can't remember if I
didn't.
You're up to 36 max HP.
So, is our HP set back to full?
Yeah. There's your max, and bring you back up. Let's see what else you get for Six. Warlock.
By the way, Squint.
Hmm?
Maybe, when you gotta make those noises, you don't have it happen into your mic, since we are doing the podcast.
Oh, shit. I don't think he started yet.
Also, well, I mean, I am recording right now, but, you know, this is all shit I can cut out. But again, push to talk.
I just turned mine on. To talk.
I will enable push to talk once we get past the setup here.
Void, can you look at my sheet and see if this is level 6?
Alright. The first thing is, did you roll a die and add a number to your hit point maximum?
This was like 2 weeks ago. I really don't remember.
Alright. Does anyone remember what his health was last time we played?
No. Mm-mm. Not my character.
I got enough to keep track of. I trust you guys to keep track of your characters.
Hold on, he's level 6. So I divide this by 6, I should get a number around his hit die, which is d8.
You're not push to talk, are you?
No.
43.
Okay.
Divided by 6.
Fair enough.
7.
Alright,
7.
I think we already went over what you got. Because you are... Hexblade, and you get your Hexblade feature for level 6, which is... Accursed Spectre, yep.
10 points. Oh, that's a thing to keep in mind. I need to look at your constitution real quick. 3, so 3 times 6 is 18, subtract 18 from 43.
This is what you can do, Desi. And you get another spell of up to 3rd level.
Alright, no, you definitely haven't, because If I did my math right, this is much below an average for a D8, and I know that you haven't been rolling ones and twos every time we level up. So you didn't roll your hit die for when you leveled up. What you're going to do is take the D8, which is this one right here, and you're going to roll this real quick.
Desi, what kind of spell do you want?
Nice. Oof. Now you add your constitution to that, so that's 11, and we add that to your hit point max. So that's going to be 54 is your new max.
Nice.
And then I believe it's standard practice to put your current hit points up to that as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
you should always try and do that.
No, mine must have.
You only have one third level spell right now, and it's fly.
No, I meant often.
Oh. Take a look.
Mm-hmm.
You get them as cards on your table. You can read them.
Now, let's see.
I don't know what to fall under.
So, calculator.
They're pretty self-explanatory.
3 times 6. So 18. So I take this number, minus 18, divided by 6. Yep, that seems right.
I also now have 3 third level spells, 3 second level spells, and 4 first.
And also, I can't make myself
fly. Oh, so that's your spell slots you're talking about?
Yeah.
So it was from third to first, 3, 3, 4?
Yes.
Alright, here you go. I updated it for. Okay, or not. Get out of the card for a second. Get out of the card for a second.
It's updated.
Oh, is it? On my screen, it reverted back. That's weird.
3, 3, 4? No.
There. Because you leveled up. You have your spell slots.
That works, I guess.
Hey, Galay, I need your help figuring something out. The book says I get a druid feature at level 6, but I can't figure out for the life of me what the fuck it's supposed to be.
Hold on.
What circle of druid are you?
One sec. I want to say land mountains. Let me double check what the shit is so I can make sure.
Your circle of the land? With mountains as your choice?
I think it's mountains. It's either
mountains
or forest.
Mountains gives spider climb, spike growth, lightning bolt, and melt into stone.
Okay, yep, then it's mountains.
Okay, so it's circle of the land. You get land's stride.
At 6th level?
Yep, hang on, I'm going to send you the description.
Oh, by the way,
you can even tell me what it's listed under so I can find it.
Have you been keeping up with the things that your levels give you, Squint? Other than just spell slots and cantrips and stuff?
Yeah, my Divine Domain feature.
Well, there's not just that. There was, you got Destroy Undead at CR half at 5th level. And just now at 6th level, you got Channel Divinity, which you have 2 of per rest, and your Divine Domain feature. Do you know about your Channel Divinity? Upgrade?
Yes, I think so.
At 6th level, you can use your Channel Divinity twice. So, whatever you chose for Channel Divinity, you can do that 2 times per rest now instead of once.
War God Blessing.
You can now use that twice.
Hell yeah. That adds plus 10 to any roll.
Dude, I just have that at base for shooting a bow. Like 12, actually, but...
Actually, I just thought of the perfect reason for why Alden wouldn't be doing anything this session. He fell asleep in his tree and caught a cold during the cold nights. And is now stuck inside puking his guts out.
Alright, I know what spell I'm going to give you, Desi.
What?
Mirror image.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Oh, mirror image?
There you go. You can read what it does. I put the spell card on your table. You can read it. Stop playing Hollow Knight.
Not.
Wait, did you seriously just ask her to stop playing Hollow Knight? What the fuck is wrong with you, Galay?
So is everybody leveled up?
Yes.
Yep.
Huh, okay. Ooh. Better to actually... Yep. I'm just messing. Yeah, I'm totally gaming, but I'm also do it.
Alright, well. Give me 1 second to grab this last thing, yeah?
While he's doing that, I created a rogue character the other day just because I wanted to make a character version of an idea for a character I had. And because of the fact that they are noble, I could give them a gaming set. So with the idea of the character in mind, I gave them the Monopoly set. So if anyone ever challenges them to a game, they will slam down a Monopoly box.
So their name is Lord Money D. Bags of the Monopolies?
No, their name is Sir Barnabas H. Dick. He is meant to be the stupidest, not stupid as an intellect, but, you know, as an idea, rogue in existence.
All right, I am turning on push to talk now. All right, I believe we are ready to get ready to start it. All right. Everybody here? Everybody ready?
Yes.
Just the last roll call. Mike?
Yep.
Glenn? Mike?
Do you really need to ask?
I do, actually. Because I gotta make sure everybody's here before we get started. All right. Last session, you guys fought off the bandits on the road. Had a bit of an internal dispute before you set out on the road to continue on to the city. The rest of your travels go mostly unhindered. Night slept in or around the caravan and enjoying the view as you travel down the roads, that the well-traveled trade road, I should say. And you guys finally start approaching towards what you were journeying towards, which is a large city. The nearest large, well, it wasn't the nearest large city, but it was the one you guys decided to go to. And as you approach, you need to get, I need a perception check from you.
Is it at disadvantage? It's because...
And as you all approach the city, Alton...
I got a 21.
Okay. As you guys are approaching the city, Alton says, I'm going to go scout. Yeah, scout. That's it. I'll see you guys later. And he hops off the cart and disappears into the brush.
And by the time, as soon as he's in the brush, we hear the sounds of vomit hitting the ground.
Hear the sounds of what?
Vomit hitting the ground. That's a 23 on perception, by the way.
Okay, a 21, a 23. What'd you get, Desi?
I got a 5.
I got a 24.
Okay, so everyone except Nyx, as you approach this large, bustling city, you notice silence. The sounds of traders, hawking wares, rolling cards, shuffling, you know, activity you would expect in such a large... well-developed city. There's nothing. It's quiet.
Alton already killed them all. Well, let's go to the next city. No.
The gates are open. The guards are there. But it's quiet.
All right, which is it bustling or is it quiet?
He said, I think what he meant was where it should have been bustling, it is
exactly.
Silent.
That's what I meant. That's what I was trying to get across.
Yeah, sorry, I was being a smart ass.
Suspicious as all get out.
Is it day or nighttime? I assume it's like midday. Right?
Yeah, it's about midday, noonish. You guys got up early and traveled for the final stretch, hoping to get in town before nightfall so you can have time to look around and stuff.
Here's a question then. Are we when we actually reach the city, how far away from the city are we when we can actually spot it and, you know, kind of figure out that shit's not quite right?
You guys are a good, I want to say, 400 feet from the gate.
We did see that there were still guards at the gate, so it's not like it's a ghost town per se.
Yeah, you could see there are people. It's just the noise you were expecting isn't there. Except for maybe Tacluck, who
doesn't have a lot of experience. Yeah, so he actually, another thing about it, he wouldn't think anything is amiss, so he'd just, you know. Well, I suppose that's the question. Like, would anyone have taken over driving the carriage prior to arriving to the city?
Alton passed it to you, Tekla, when he hopped off to scout.
I mean, he could have tried, but whether or not someone actually picked up the reins first is the question.
Yumi's nearby if Taklok doesn't feel like driving. He wouldn't go for the reins because he knows how Taklok feels about his cart.
I just assume somebody took the reins from him. I mean, who wants to be the one to take the reins? Who wants to be the one that took the reins?
Yeah, it was more of a point of, like, if no one's going to, then yes, by default it would be Taklok who is just going to go into the city like it's no big thing. However, if
actually,
someone would rather drive let's stop.
Based on what happened last session, it's going to be Taklok because he refuses to let Yumi drive again after he left it unattended.
No, he let Yumi drive immediately after that.
He was just upset about it.
No, he was pissed and basically called Yumi a dumbass or, you know.
No, he made Alton drive.
He handed the reins to Alton, but he didn't. The point being, like, Yumi driving the carriage is not, you know, a non-negotiable thing at this point. Okay. So if it's,
I think Yumi's what right, happened was he right, got so, three stooged to me.
Here's what's going on. Yumi's driving the cart. There's your answer.
Okay. Alright.
Works for me, so Taklok's gonna be up on top of the carriage just working on his little garden.
Where's Nyx and A-Man during this? Because Nyx didn't notice the quiet.
The A-Man would have probably headed towards the front of the carriage.
I mean, Nyx is still in the carriage, just looking out of a window.
No windows, remember?
Yeah, there's no windows in the interior.
This isn't Cinderella's pumpkin.
We're looking at a painting wall. He's just
staring ominously at the floor.
So Nyx is sitting at one of the tables with cup of, I guess, coffee or tea or whatever, just sitting there, staring off into space.
Yep. Sitting there with a cup of tea. Tea has to be tea on his face.
Are we sure it's tea, not dwarven fire ale?
Okay, it's tea with a little ale in it. I mean, who's judging, you know?
Okay, all your checks are disadvantaged. Okay,
so what are y'all doing with your approaching the city?
Yumi's hesitant, but he's going to keep driving the carriage on because they do still need to stop in a city. And it would be quite a while before another one comes along.
All right. As you approach the gate, the two guards see your wagon approaching. And you can see them kind of perk up a bit and just kind of block the gate from being entered. And they come out, halt.
Yumi's going to slow the giant-ass foxes.
We can't allow these creatures to enter the city.
Yumi's shoulders slump, and he taps A-Man to call for Taklok.
Wait, what?
You just tap him?
Yeah, he just kind of taps him thumbs back towards where Taklok is.
Where's Taklok at? Isn't he up there with you?
No, he's on top of the cart. Right? Did I mishear that?
Yeah, you're right. I forgot about that myself. Or more accurately, I forgot that Yumi doesn't talk.
Oh, jeez.
I guess A-Man would sort of hollow up towards Taklok. Hey, come on down here, man.
He just says the Dark Souls, hey.
Oh, he goes, hey, listen!
Hey.
But, yeah.
Hey, you guys.
Yeah, Taklok would drop down to the driver's seat and look at Yumi and go, why stop? Keep driving!
Yumi points over to the guards blocking the way.
I mean, are they actually blocking the way or are they just standing
in the way? Yes, they are standing in the way.
What problem? Need to enter city! Got where? Sell!
The city's under enough stress at the moment. We can't allow these creatures to enter.
Yumi's just gonna kinda put his hands out towards them. Like, it's just this shit again.
Tacklock's just gonna reach over. Yeah, he's just going to reach over and attempt to, I say that because I don't know what the reaction is going to be, but he's going to attempt to lift up Yumi's mask while saying, "Not creature, human, we enter now." And just for Yumi to start driving forward.
Yeah. So Yumi's just screwed up, burnt face is showing for something. He like gets startled and pulls it back down. Just kind of snaps his head to look at Tacklock.
"We're not referring to the driver. We mean the creatures pulling the wagon."
"Unit not pulling wagon. Todd Vixie pull wagon. Todd Vixie not creatures. Todd Vixie adorable. Even adorkable."
Oh my god. Here we go again.
I'm so sick of this happening every time we get to a city or a town.
"Look, we can't allow them to enter the city. However, we do have stables outside for you to lodge your creatures."
"Why no intercity? They not bite much."
"Under normal circumstances, it wouldn't be a problem. However, things are not well at the moment. We can't let them in."
Yumi tilts his head at that wording. Something's up.
Right? Something we need to fix, maybe?
Yeah. The A-man would ask, what exactly is going on?"
"People are disappearing. Every day. Sometimes it's two, three. But every day, someone goes missing."
"And none of you guards have noticed it? Nobody's caught anybody?"
"It's like they vanish, the thin air."
While this exchange is going on, Tacklock would have hopped down and started unhooking Todd and Vixie before gesturing them into the carriage. Then just staring at the A-man, holding the the bridle.
And Yumi's going to take out a little piece of paper and start writing something while A-man responds to that.
A-man would sort of just look at Tacklock. "And what exactly are you expecting me to do about this?"
As the guards see you guys going on through this, the one that hadn't spoken up yet, he kind of approaches like, "Look, if I were you, I'd turn around, go around the city."
Telling us about another entrance?
He's telling you to just bypass the city altogether.
Yumi's gonna hand the paper to one of the guards.
What does it say?
It says, "Is the city looking to hire people to help with this?"
"I mean, it's a bit out of my pay grade, but if you're interested, you can talk to the guard captain."
Yumi gestures around as if asking for a direction.
"Well, the guard captain usually is usually at the barracks, but lately it could be a bit hard to get a hold of because a lot of the ones that disappeared have been guards, so he's pulling double and triple shifts."
Yumi nods, and he's gonna hop down from the wagon, walk towards the gate, and look back to see if anyone's following him.
Tacklock's just still staring at the unit and just gonna say,
"Carriage need pull somehow. Can't use Todd Vixie. Get steppin'."
The A-man would sigh and just pick up the carriage. "Do I need to roll a strength check or anything like that?"
Strength or athletics, whichever you've got. It's better.
It'd be funny if he put on one of the harnesses. He just kind of draped because he wasn't shaped for a human. You done your check?
I got a 24.
Nice.
Alright, so A-Man puts the, you know, the parts of the wagon that stick out that you normally attach the harnesses to, the wooden sticks?
Yeah.
He puts them underneath the shoulder. He puts them underneath the on top of his shoulders. He stands up, lifts a little bit in the front part of the wagon, and just starts trudging in, very slowly, pulling the wagon behind him. And the two guards step out of the way, and just kind of looking at each other, and they shrug. It's like, well, the creatures aren't pulling it.
And I just want you to imagine Takluk just sitting in the driver's seat, staring at the guards like, yeah, don't give a shit. And right as they pass the guards, just cracks a whip at the A-man and goes, yeah! That's your unit!
The A-man would immediately drop the carriage and proceed to walk in.
Hey, carriage is through the city gates. That's all Takluk cares about. After that, he's going to pull out Todd and Vixie and start hooking them back up.
No.
Not even a word. Just walks away slowly. Like, hey, I don't get enough to do this. Oh, God.
I'm not getting paid for this. I'm not getting treated like this. Goodbye, fuck.
Listen, if you want to whip me, at least give me some cash first.
Oh, good God.
Okay, so you brought Todd and Vixie back out after you had passed the gate. Hooked them up?
Yep. If you want, Takluk is even currently hooking them back up to the carriage.
Thing is, the guards that were at the gate might not be able to see this now because the carriage would obstruct their view.
Well, there's only one door and it's on the side, so they would kind of see the foxes running out of the gate if they cared enough to look.
Oh, okay.
He's rolling a caring check.
I rolled a perception check. They rolled a 3. They don't care.
They're like, Christ.
No, it's not that they don't care. It's they don't give two flying fucks.
Look, you didn't walk through the gate with the foxes. It's not on them.
I figured if we're supposed to be watching our language.
As you guys are going through the city, you do notice that for all the buildings that you see and all the, you know, signs of life, there's not enough people to really compensate that. It's like you walked in on a ship for a skeleton crew. The streets are mostly empty.
All right, real quick, two things. First of all, Void, the cussing isn't so much the issue. It's topics is a better way to put it that we got to be careful of. And secondly, as Takluk is driving the carriage past the A-man, he's just going to go,
what ride? Get back on!
What?
As the carriage is rolling past the A-man, Takluk's going to tell him that if he wants to ride again, all he has to do is get back on the carriage.
Yumi's gonna shrug and get back on, since it doesn't seem to be a problem now.
The A-man would begrudgingly get back on. Just giving Takluk the evil eye.
Let me see if I roll. Let me roll perception, see if Takluk notices. Oh my god, it's a nat 1. Oh no.
Was it actually?
No, I didn't. I didn't even roll.
Oh.
I need a perception check from the people driving through the city. A real one. Anybody who's outside the wagon?
Oh, yeah.
Alright, give me one sec.
I got a 16.
I got a 6.
Did you roll in that 1?
That, 2.
Oh.
Oof.
Wait. Okay, I got a D12. Sorry. You rolled it.
Okay.
Here, you know what? Yeah, let me do something for you. I'm just gonna.
What'd you get, Mike?
21.
Okay, so I got a 21, a 16, and a 6.
That's not necessary, Void. Stop.
It's happening either way.
Alright, so, Tack Luck.
And keep everything for
Tack Luck, and I think it was, Yumi that got the 16?
Yes.
As you're going through the city, you guys notice that the majority of the people that you see are actually guards. It seems like the civilian populace has hidden themselves away. And the guards that you see look exhausted. They look dirty and tired, and half the ones you could pass by seem to have like glazed eyes, like they're trying to fall asleep standing up.
Tacklock, no, like, look. Who go get food? Faster we go, faster we get out of city. Not our problem.
Yumi's gonna keep an eye out for a building. It looks like the barracks, regardless of what Tacklock's saying.
You do actually... Well, you don't see the barracks. I'll give you that. Because where you guys are headed, or at least the path you're taking, doesn't go near the barracks. But as you're going through the center of the city, or at least approaching it, you start seeing outposts that have been makeshiftly built that's got a heavy surplus of guards. Like, they've set them up throughout the city in places that they're not normally there just to expand their coverage.
Now, when you say outposts, are you talking like toll booths or like a shack with a fencing dividing up the city?
Okay.
I would think more of like a watchtower.
Yes, it's like a watchtower with walls makeshiftly built around it with passages to go through. Like little mini forts built throughout the city for them to have a base of operations to continue patrolling.
That's why Tacklock no like city. City always fights city. Sometimes city fight own city.
So, eventually Yumi's gonna take a moment and hop off of the carriage, walk up to one of the guards he sees, and just hold up a little snippet of paper that says, barracks directions.
The guard just kind of like, what you would expect from somebody who's been drinking too much, but you don't smell alcohol, just kind of like sways for a moment, blinks his eyes a few times. And he just kind of stares at the note for a good 30 seconds. And he goes, oh. And he just points down one of the roads.
Yumi nods and thinks, and then starts walking down that road. He knows Tacklock's probably not going to stop because he wants to do something. And also, he has no way to communicate with Tacklock anyway.
Other than writing something down and handing it to the unit who's also right there.
Or just shooting an arrow at the thing to make it stop. That would probably make him...
No, that would probably make Tacklock kill Yumi. I'm
or a
sure.
few other people.
See, personally, I'd be more worried about the guards suddenly being like, oh shit, shit's going down, fucking kill everyone. But also, 1 second.
Does Tacklock follow Yumi when he sees him go down that direction?
Tacklock is actually going to disappear from the driver's seat down into the carriage before popping out the door with a tray with a tea kettle and a couple chipped cups on it and walk over to the guard and go,
be honorable. Duty may be shit, but duty must be done. Drink up. Perk up.
He said duty.
You handed him a cup?
Yeah, just like a cup of tea or coffee or something.
The guard reaches over. Well, thank you. He just takes it and he downs it in one gulp, ignoring how hot it is, and hands the cup back to you.
Guard look tired. Why guard tired?
There's not enough of us. So many things, so much to do. It's just not enough.
Get better recruitment.
to recruit. We have to have people to recruit. And people keep going missing.
That why city quiet?
Yeah, this has been going on for a couple of months now.
Months even.
Where market?
Mayor, the damn mayor won't let us lock down the city. So we have to... And he gestures towards the makeshift fort. Improvise.
Wouldn't it be more of a king, not a mayor?
It's not a kingdom, it's a city.
Yeah. Well, there's still mayors.
It'd be more a lord, but yeah.
Yeah, lord.
Well, it depends if they are that held over by a king.
Well, the official title is Lord Mayor.
Is that mayor?
No, no. The title is Lord Mayor. That's not his name.
No, no. Sorry, Galay. It is now canon. The Lord of this city is named Lord Mayor Mayor.
What's your Lord Mayor's name, Mayor? Lord Mayor the Third.
I can't remember right now.
It's Mayor Mayerson.
When you asked him,
the son of the mayor.
When you asked the guard the mayor's name, like, I can't even remember right now. I could barely remember my own damn name.
So, market.
The market? Is that what you're looking for?
I mean, Taklar's just staring at the guard at this point, waiting for an answer.
He's staring back at you.
And so, the greatest staring contest in history began.
But this fool did not realize Taklok is a world champion. But no, after a few seconds, Taklok's just gonna gesture in a random direction and go,
New city! Don't know directions! Where? Market!
Okay, so you are looking for the market. The market
That
is...
what Taklok said!
The market is currently closed. We were able to shut that down.
But okay, Taklok need wares. Where Taklok buy wares?
The general shop owner, he disappeared a week ago. And we had to close the market because
Taklok not asking why market closed or where people go. Taklok asking where buy wares.
He's just tapping his foot at this point.
There is nowhere to buy wares. If you want a good sleep and some food for the night, though, you could check the Bloated Boar Inn.
No, Taklok got Wandering Grove.
He's just going to go back to the carriage and direct it, or turn Todd and Vixie to start following Yumi.
Now, right. I do want to say, this whole time, Yumi's been traveling down that street.
Yep.
So he's probably good ways.
Hey, man. Nyx, what are y'all doing?
Nyx is drunk, and the A-man is just thinking about how cool his god, the Lord Almighty Chad, is.
Would the A-man have noticed Yumi walking down the street?
A-man asked if he could see that Yumi had started walking down the street when he started. I believe.
All right. Nyx got out of the church a while ago, and she's been walking, just noticing that things have been empty. I think we should go talk to the mayor at some point, though. Just saying.
Galay, Bush to talk.
What you need?
I asked if the A man would have noticed Yumi walking down the street.
Oh, yeah, he wasn't quiet about it.
Then, if he would have noticed him, he probably would have hopped down and started following him.
Alright, and you hear the wagon come up behind you after a while with Taklok at the helm.
Quick Quick question on that. So, as you said, Nyx would have hopped out of the carriage and started walking, like, would have followed the A-Man and Yumi, or?
Or just, like, walking around in general?
Walking around in general, like, while
Taklak was talking to the guard?
Yeah, while Taklak was talking to the guard, she got out and just started walking around, just looking at the emptiness of the place.
Yeah, you notice, like, what everybody else has been noticing at this point. Like, pretty much the only people you see are guards. The city looks empty.
Can we go talk to the mayor?
Okay, let's go with this. So, Nyx still have stayed near enough to the carriage that when Taklak went to leave, like, would have been inside of it, or?
No, she'd kind of wander off, like, a couple of feet, like, maybe 20, 23.
All right, well, as you're off wandering, you hear the wagon start moving. What do you do, Nyx? Yes, I know the cheese puffs are delicious, but what are you doing?
Okay. She starts to go to the sound of the wagon and starting to follow the wagon again.
Okay, so she's coming up behind the wagon, just following it. It doesn't take you long before you, this is for Yumi. It doesn't take too long following the road before you come across a building that, you know, I mentioned all the little mini forts have been built, but this is like an entire building has been turned into a fortress. If you've ever seen, like, in the movies where they have that one building where they have all the important people stored up and all the guards are lined around it with barricades and all that stuff, that's what this building is.
All right.
And you see guards all over the place. You see several scout archers all over the place. It seems like 80% of the city's guard quota has been put at this one building.
Yumi's going to go up to one of the guards and hold up the paper again, but this time with his hand to where it's covering the directions part of it. So it just looks like it says barracks.
It just says barracks?
Yeah. And then he's going to point to the building.
Guy goes, yeah, that's the barracks. What are you a business here for?
He takes out a new paper and puts like a 1 second finger up and just kind of scribbles down a new note. Because he hadn't thought about answering that question beforehand. It takes him a moment, but he hands up a new piece of paper that just says, wanting to talk to Barracks Captain regarding disappearances.
Hold. And he reaches over. He goes over to one of the other guards and taps him on the shoulder. Go get the guard, Captain. We have people here who are interested in our problem. And the it looks like a younger guard, he just nods and runs off into the building.
Yumi does a little half bow as thanks and waits there patiently.
The guard doesn't react, he just kind of just stands there waiting.
Yep. And Yumi just stands there silently as well.
As you're waiting, the carriage pulls up and everybody else catches up to you.
More accurately, as he's standing there, the carriage would be rolling by. Taklak ain't stopping. There's no market in this town, nothing he can buy in this town, so he doesn't really give a shit. He's just gonna go through the city.
Okay, so the wagon rolls by, leaving Yumi alone at the barracks.
No, the A-Man would have been there with
him. Alright, so A-Man gets out of the carriage and waits with him.
I was never in the carriage. I hopped down and started following.
Oh, yep. Right. You were with me the whole time. I forgot.
No, the carriage got to you first because the carriage is faster than somebody walking.
Well, no, I think the A-Man... the A-Man hopped down from the carriage while Taklak was talking to the guard and started following Yumi immediately after Yumi left.
You're right. The first to arrive was A-Man, and then Taklak just passed you both, leaving you there. And not long after that, Nyx approaches. Nyx, do you stay with them or continue following the wagon?
Nyx stays with them since the wagon's just going to keep on moving outwards.
All right. A couple more minutes go by, and then the younger guard comes back and retakes his post. Doesn't really say anything. But not too far behind him, you see a rather large man, probably close to 7 foot and just as broad. A mountain of muscle if you ever saw one. And he's wearing chainmail with a metal helmet. And a big-ass hammer strapped to his back. And he comes marching down. You asked for me?
Real quick, sorry to interrupt, Clay. I just want to point something out to you guys to make sure you understand. Like, Tacklock has no intention of stopping. You do realize that, right? Like, he will stop if someone says something, but nothing spoken up. He's just going to roll right on out and leave everyone behind.
Oh, yeah, that's why I went with a group, because I knew Tacklock wasn't stopping.
You know the group technically didn't go with Tacklock, right?
No, she was saying she's with the unit and Yumi, and I'm just saying...
Oh, okay, she got out, I'm sorry.
Like, Tacklock's going to be going to the next city unless someone says something, just so you guys know.
Alright.
Tacklock is track-minded. He's like, nowheres!
If I can't find nowheres, you can't find me nowheres.
So is anybody going to go fetch Tacklock while this conversation continues? Okay, so Nyx is
probably faster. I reckon I would.
Okay, so a man takes off after the cart to get Tacklock. And the guard captain, he just kind of eyes a man taking off and then goes back. And just kind of...
Yumi's gonna look up to the man because it's quite a size difference between them, and he's gonna hand up the paper from earlier asking if the city's looking to hire help regarding the disappearances.
He just kind of laughs. Well, yeah, we're so understaffed right now, any help is appreciated. And will be handsomely rewarded.
Yumi motions to himself, and the A-Man goes, or who went after Tacklock? Was it the A-Man?
A-Man went after Tacklock. Yumi standing next to you.
Alright. You mean Nyx?
Yeah.
Alright, well, in that case, I'm sorry. I meant to say that Yumi's going to motion to himself, Nyx, and then go to motion to A-Man, see him running off after the carriage, and just kind of look back to the guard captain for a second, then point down the street at them.
He just kind of looks down. They're with you too.
Yumi nods.
Alright. When you get your group together, meet me inside. We'll give you a briefing on what's going on.
He's going to give a more of a firm nod, as if confirmation more than just yes.
He places his hand on the shoulder of the guard that you spoke to originally, and his hand just kind of envelops the guy's shoulder. Oh. And he just says, let him in. And yes. He goes in.
In that case...
He trudges back into the building.
Yeah. And then Yumi's just gonna look back down the street, watching the A-Man run his heavy ass up the street towards the carriage.
Just a ta-chunk, ta-chunk, ta-chunk.
Yeah, this is metal.
Well, if he's running, he's like, chung, 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 chung.
Tacklock would probably feel it.
A little cup of water goes, boing, boing.
This is the T-Rex scene from Jurassic Park.
Okay, so what do you do when you see a man running up behind you, Tech?
I mean, that would require him to turn around and look back, which...
you could hear him. And? You hear that signature.
Yeah, I mean, okay, to be fair, if he when he hears that, Tackluck would probably look back, realizes, yay, man, turn back around and just keep driving.
He speeds up.
I swear, I'm not trying to be difficult, guys, but I don't see Tackluck giving two shits about this city if he can't actually get wares out of it.
Yeah, basically. I mean, let's just get Tackluck to not leave the city. I don't know. Take him to a freaking bar.
Listen, why don't we just knock him out, tie him up, and drag him with us?
Hey, man, what do you do when you see that Tackluck look back at you and just kept going?
Okay,
I'm going to start hollering for him to stop.
All right, Tackluck would stop because, again, I want to make it clear. It's not that Tackluck won't do shit for the city. It's just he doesn't give a shit.
He's waiting for someone to tell him that the rest of the party wants to do something.
I don't know.
Okay, he stops the cart and you catch up. What do you tell him, man?
While you're panning and sweating heavily.
Let's. Yes. Oh, stop. Stop. Right. I was going to say, Squint, we need that great Foley work. Come on, you can do it.
Huh?
Foley work? You don't know what that is?
No.
Sound effects.
Oh.
I thought you were making a Matt Foley reference.
So what you doing, Amen?
Let's turn a round.
Perfect.
I turn around. Nothing in city for group. Just need wares.
We got the captain.
Jesus.
He's a very big guy.
Yeah, it's true.
Don't forget, he is 400 pounds wearing full fucking armor.
Yeah.
Now, is that 400 pounds without or with the full plate?
Without the armor. So he's probably a good 500 pounds of mass right now.
Yeah, easy.
That's including the armor.
It's half a ton.
To put it simply, the only person you've ever seen bigger than the Ape-Man was that guard captain.
That's why I went, Dad, whenever he walked out.
Alright, but Tackluck would look at the unit and go,
party won't stay? Party going to find wares?
We got the captain. He will pay us. Well, wait, no, he does. A-Man doesn't even know that yet. He just knows that the captain. I tell him to let's turn around and talk to the captain. He might have some stuff for
him. Fine.
And Tackluck's going to just start slowly turning the carriage around.
All right. Is anybody doing anything while these two are having their interaction?
Yumi's just been staring down the street the whole time, watching the A-Man do his horrible run up to this cart. Just watching the conversation go down. Somewhere.
Okay, the visual for you is, have you ever seen a gorilla try to run on two legs?
I think so.
Oh god, that's perfect.
That is your visual.
No, I was thinking more of, a Baywatch run.
No.
Oh, God, I think I'm going to hurl.
You don't get the Baywatch run. Not in full armor. Not in full plate armor.
No. Just,
you look like a goddamn gorilla trying to run on two legs down the road. Arms out wide, legs on short sprint motions, just ting, 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 ting. Anyway, the wagon comes back. With A-Man riding instead of running this time.
Hey, back together. Don't be making character choices for the unit. Let him decide.
Well, given how exhausted he was, I assumed he was going to ride. Did you want to run after the card again, A-Man?
Pass.
So I
just watched a video of a gorilla running on 2 feet. I get it now.
I posted a GIF in chat.
Oh, that's even better.
Oh, God.
Yep, that's A, man.
And I can see it, too. In my head, I can see it. Wait, where did you post the GIF?
It's in general chat.
Oh. The one that I saw was more, it kept its arms completely by its sides while it was running. So it was just, its little legs were working so hard. Oh, God. Anyway. So what just happened? I wasn't paying attention. I was watching gorillas. Is Des okay?
She saw the GIF.
I think she's dying.
Okay. So everybody's back together. What are y'all doing?
Alright. Yumi's gonna lead the others inside, saying guard lets them in.
Up. He's just kind of... You know the wagon can't come with you, right?
Yumi points attack luck when he mentions the wagon.
He points at the wagon, not attack luck.
No. But Yumi's...
I think that was supposed to be a gesture of take it up with the kobold.
Yeah, the one driving the cart needs to know that, not Yumi.
He says it to Yumi because Yumi's the one that's been interacting with.
And a point of clarification, he's saying that the carriage can't go beyond the point down the street or can't go into the barracks.
It can't go past the barricade that they have surrounding the...
I mean, Tackluck will just be sitting there unless someone says something different.
Jimmy's gonna nudge a man, gesture towards Tackluck again.
What do you want me to do? Move the cart? Not happening. Not after last event.
Yumi's gonna wave both of his hands. Oops. Yumi's gonna wave both of his hands, no. And point towards the guard, then towards Tacklock. And just kind of make a motion, like, towards Tacklock.
Don't involve me in this.
Smart guard.
Yumi's gonna, like, pinch what would be the bridge of his nose, but instead just the front of his mask. And then take out a piece of paper, set it against a man and write on it, and then show it to him. Just says, tell what he said to Tackluck.
To be fair, I'm pretty sure Tackluck heard him. It's just Tackluck's just going to sit there.
Just... What does a man do?
What did the guard say? You want me to tell what the guard said to Tackler?
The guard said that the wagon can't come in.
Ed Yumi wrote something, basically said, take that up with Tackler. Yumi's gonna give it like 5 seconds, and if nothing happens, she's gonna crumple up the paper and walk in.
Okay, you crumple up the paper and walk in, leaving him with his mouth open agape, a little bit of drool.
He's like Patrick from that one episode where it's just he's sitting there getting ready to order, and he just is not there.
Nyx, do you follow Yumi in?
Yeah, I do. I'm also now just imagining just that scene, just going, oh.
Yeah, exactly. It's that, but A man. I'm just waiting for someone to do the Squidward snap in front of his face.
So, Amen. They kind of left standing there.
I'm following them.
And Takluck's still sitting in the cart?
Yep.
Okay.
I would tell Takluck, stay there and then follow him.
That's actually
Takluck's just going to give him the unit a look that just immediately conveys a sense of no shit.
All right. As everybody enters the barracks except for Takluck, who is standing with the cart, we're actually going to take our break a little bit early tonight so I can get our dinner cooking.
I got to go pee, so thanks.
We'll be back in about 10 to 20 minutes, depending on how long it's going to take me to get this food done.
All right.